The Lord keep us all in his peace. Amen. Dear family, I thought it was very interesting that today's Lord's Supper readings, according to the Missal, were about David being restored to his kingship. If you remember, a few weeks ago when all of this started, the elections, I sought the Lord, and he gave me the story of Absalom's betrayal to his father, King David, as he positioned himself to win favor with the people, leaving them to think that his father, King David, did not care so much for them. And in that story, what happened is Absalom actually was anointed as king, and then soon after that, his hair got caught in a tree branch, and he was killed. And the kingdom was restored to David. But that was a very, very terrible betrayal that David lived through in his life. In that story, Absalom used PR to draw the people into his web of deception. He sat at the city gate, which is like the town square or Facebook or Twitter, the same kind of thing, and heard the complaints and needs of the people, answering them, "I wish I were judge. Then anyone with a lawsuit could come to me and I would give him justice." Absalom could flatter and play the well-worn tricks of a pretender, but a subtler, cooler head was wanted now, and the treacherous son was backed up by a traitor friend. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. That came from Bible Hub and another posting on the internet. Using deception and intrigue, he won the hearts of the people and had himself declared king. Well, in today's reading, the kingdom was restored to David. The Lord has taken me to task, not listening or searching out the details of ongoing dramas. So I've backed away from checking on things, even from good sources. However, I think it is truly notable that today's reading was about the restoration of the kingdom. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the White House has been vacant and in total darkness for 11 nights now. Everything is fenced off and dark. Things being as they were when the Masons laid out the city, I have always thought it would make a great museum, but not a spiritually clean place to reform our nation's policies. Who knows? Perhaps it will be turned into a national monument, and our true president will be publicly restored to his rightful place based on the true count of the votes once the invalid ones are taken out. I realize, dear ones, that the Lord did not want us listening to the narratives out there because many of them are gossip in the form of an operation that is psychological manipulation of the masses, or commonly called psyops. The military, or whoever is trying to pull the wool over the sheeple's eyes, hires actors to act out dramas that can be used to cause riots and even lower the opinion of a great president to the point where people will start to actively hate him. The point being that in war, a war of words and information, events and opinions to influence the masses who don't do their homework, but skim along the surface, trusting the mainstream media to verify things while they sit back and enjoy their dinner and beer, those citizens can be easily manipulated and led astray. It is a common practice to mislead the people with trumped-up stories, pardon the pun. The Lord does not want us involved in any kind of gossip, even the influencing of people in a time of information wars between factions. So I have had to step back and keep my distance from all the goings-on. And the truth is, the Lord will let me know what I need to know, but not necessarily what I wish I knew. Curiosity is an unending temptation with me, but I have to admit, the smell of swamp water in my hair and in my brain is not what I want either. But in case you're wondering, I believe there is to be a great time of reordering and restructuring, not only in America, but also around the world, as the people wake up to the ways they have been deceived by corrupt and controlling governments. The Lord even told us this years ago. Dear ones, it is already happening around the world. Many countries have woken up and are making changes that will bring freedom and the restoration of the rule of law to the people, even China. Wow, it's happening all over. Lord, please share your heart with us. Jesus began speaking. You have spoken well about the changes that are taking place. It is true. Many other people living in nations that have been cheated out of their votes are rising up. This is part and parcel with the awareness of me. It is a move of my spirit to bring this world to its senses. These nations have been asleep in the status quo, and what they are seeing happening in America, they want for themselves, and they are willing to stand up and fight for it. My spirit is moving, Claire. I am waking up the world to the reality of what they have been living under. This must happen for revival to take place. There are those who have been cornered, and here he's talking about politicians, and forced into doing vile things because they did not want to give up their lives. In other words, they're given an ultimatum. If you don't do this, and I'm going to film it while you're doing it, we'll kill you right now. They were met with an ultimatum and in their weakness did what was required of them. Now they are trapped into carrying out the will of evil people or being exposed. That is why I've asked you to pray for these. Some of them live in profound regret every day of their lives as they are forced to go along with legislation that they know will destroy this country. It is a terrible thing. Please pray for them. It is true, my people. For the most part, news is gossip, especially mainstream news teams that are linked together and blackmailed into compliance. As a result, much, and very much of what people see is nothing but pure fiction on these channels. Fiction arranged to cause you to hate what is good and love what is evil. I've warned you all about this from the very beginning, over 5 years ago. What you have witnessed is pure, unadulterated poison to kill your country and lead you into error and captivity. But the good news is that this is changing. The change did not come about overnight when the election was thrown. This change came decades ago to plot the course of the restoration of this nation to the will of the people. That is why it is not going away. Rather, it is going to be victorious. The planning of these moves has been done meticulously over a great span of time. President Trump was chosen because of his track record and courage, and he was willing to risk everything in his life, even his family, for the people. That is why I want you all to be in peace. I will have the victory, and what is coming is glorious. But you must keep your eyes on me and grow closer and closer to me every day. Because as good increases, evil does also. Because we are living in the end times, there are great battles ahead to be won. My beautiful ones, I am again calling you. Enter into soaking prayer. confirm your calling as my bride. My affection for you is pure and very intense. And for you to be conformed to the world or feed on the slime of the world is comparable to spiritual adultery. I need you to abstain from the contamination of the world and cleave to me. To the degree that you separate yourself from the world and cleave unto me and give me time to speak to you, to that degree I will feed you with the hidden manna. I myself will instruct you, because you have forsaken all other sources of information. You will know what is necessary and little else. This will keep your mind uncluttered as well. I know what I am saying is one great challenge for almost all of you. Certainly it is for Claire. But I promise you, the rewards will be well worth it. My spirit speaks to you softly, not with the blaring trumpets of the media. As you become accustomed to my still small voice, you will receive what you need to understand the current events and what I am doing in your world. If more is needed, I will bring it to your attention, and you will feel the anointing on it. Lord, I know what you are thinking, beloved, and I tell you the truth. This desire to know does not come from me, but from the evil one. He wants to distract you and throw you off track. For what? A little bit of inconsequential detail? You can feel my movement in your heart. Hold on to that and make it your reality. Be satisfied with what I give you. Do not go looking for more elsewhere. Every time you do, it is a trap. Time is taken away from the things that really matter. Do you understand? Yes, Lord, I have seen this, and it is true, and I felt it. I felt conviction when I was spending time reading articles. So today I spent the morning repenting, and the Lord had given me Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. I was made to understand that this longing after details from other sources is akin to spiritual adultery, because he wants to be our one and only source. Sometimes he designates a source for us, even as he has brought you to this channel, where I try to stress that you develop this relationship on your own and have ways of confirming when it is him and when it's not. But mostly I hope that you will all receive confirmations here as I share the dynamics of my life. It never ceases to amaze me that what is going on with me is also going on with you. That is as it should be. That tells us that we are in the right place at the right time. Praise God. Later, after I'd spent much time looking at how I had gone astray, even committing spiritual adultery, he gave me this rhema from the website. Enough. Look at your misery no more. You are weak. Look upon my heart. Draw strength now from the fountain of my mercy. Your sins have disappeared in the ocean of my love. And that is a direct quote from St. Faustina's book, Divine Mercy in My Soul. I highly recommend that everyone read that and use it for Ramos. It's a wonderful book. Oh, I let out a great sigh of relief when he blessed me with this rhema. How tender he is, knowing that my heart was crushed over my iniquity. Jesus continued, My beloved, I do forgive you, but I also expect that from now on you will behave yourself. Please help me with your grace. Yes, I'm very weak, but I'm willing to be made willing. Good, that's a start. Heading towards a really good finish. I love you, and I understand. But what I long for now is your obedience. Please, Claire, be ever so careful not to get entrapped again. Only with your grace, Lord. Oh, how Jesus hates gossip and misinformation, which is akin to lying. There were times in the scripture where he allowed it, but mostly he hates it. That is why he keeps our eyes from the so-called news. After this video, I will share a song I wrote about that topic. He has given me Psalm 15 in my rhemas just yesterday, and it's very appropriate here, so I will post it after the message. Dear family, I want to thank you so much for donating to our mission. We have many needy families, and we continue to provide them with wood for the winter, as well as food, clothing, and some propane bills for those who cannot afford their own heat. What you send us also provides for the 12 who live in community with us, and 2 out of the group, other than myself, now have their own ministries. This is wonderful. This is my heart when someone comes here to the refuge. This is not a place to hide and tuck away from the world. This is a place to get more intimacy with God. And if you are given a ministry, to get launched on that path to your ministry, whether it be here, using the internet, or if it be in another location, like Africa, where Mother Elijah will be going sometime soon. In any case, you all have been so wonderful to us. May the Lord bless you with his peace and his joy as we travel this dark journey together. You are loved.